You need a theme song.
Family.
Yeah.
School sack.
All right, now we have a theme song. That was
great.
We
have the School Socks Project after show.
That's great. That was very South Park.
Maybe. I'd never watched South Park.
So look, we'll do like another half an hour.
We say that every time, and then it goes to like 1:32.
No, because hold on.
Oh, because we can't, because Brett needs to text people.
No, it's I'm sorry. This was something. I have a life outside of this.
No, you don't.
All right.
Must, because we've been saying we're going to watch the Avengers now for like 3 weeks, and then you never call.
I'm very busy, and I do want to see the Avengers. Oh, you know what? Let me show you what I wore today, because with the anticipation that I might be able to get up this morning and go see the Avengers with you.
You have underwear on that you're going to show us?
No, it's not underwear. But
Underoos.
No.
Go ahead. Just do it.
Oh, you know what?
Take your shirt off or whatever.
Yeah, I want to show you the shirt I have on.
Fair enough.
Go ahead.
Okay,
let's go.
You guys go ahead and talk for a minute.
Oh, we will. We'll keep talking. Don't worry. This is the after show.
Do it like a Brett taking off his shirt theme song.
Oh.
Cameras on you.
I see that. Thank you. He's wearing a shirt. It's three dudes having a sword fight.
There's Spider-Man on your shirt.
Yeah.
I don't think was he an Avenger?
There's no Spider-Man on the shirt.
Where do you see Spider-Man?
Oh, wait, he is.
Yeah, right there. I don't know how much.
It's Avengers and Friends. Okay, switch the camera back.
America t-shirt.
Switch it. There you go. Look at that.
I'm glad Thor didn't look in the movie like he looks in that picture.
How does he look here?
Your mic's in the way.
Kind of like Dale. I don't know. With long hair.
I can't hear anything.
Okay.
That's what headphones are for.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about?
Well, I don't know. What's on your mind?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
You really want to know what's on my mind.
Unless it's absolutely horrifying.
It's probably horrifying. Go ahead, Osborne.
Dicks and butts.
Dicks and butts?
That's what the after show is. Yeah. That's what this is
the dicks
become.
And butt. This is the school size dicks and butt edition.
If you're just tuning in, let me tell you a quick story about a podcast called Wheels Off Liberty that we talked about at the beginning of the show. But if you missed that, Mandrick said more people were tuning in for the after School Sucks Live part of the show, where we just kind of have a decompression, a winding down. And we talk about the things that we talk about when microphones normally are not on in front of us, which is, as Osborne said, dicks and butts.
Dicks and butts.
Yep.
With a little Austrian economics.
Osborne,
why don't you tell
the audience what you're doing over at the air conditioner? Just now,
I was air conditioning my scrote sack.
You had it out, didn't you?
Very sweaty in this room.
Yeah,
with the big fancy lights.
So listen, Mandrick, what's on your mind?
I really don't have anything on my mind right now.
No,
no.
So that was just.
I'm just thinking about
telling a story. I was in the middle of telling a story.
Your stories suck.
No. I was saying. I wanted to say if people were just tuning in. We were talking about the Wheels Off Liberty show that disappears every once in a while. So we
it's like a monthly show now.
Yeah. When we thought that it was gone for good, we said we should start doing this as friends of Wheels Off Liberty.
Right.
And Osborne said at around the same time, if that show doesn't come back, I want to do something like that.
Yeah.
You know? So we kind of have made this after show. I think we'll be that. And we will put Wheels Off Liberty out of business once and for all.
I agree. Anybody want to call in?
Yeah. I only want to do about a half hour tonight. So if you have any thoughts, please give us a call. 843-JOIN-SSP, or you can Skype in School Sucks Live.
You guys should have seen, I should have ate on cam. You saw me eating that chicken?
I never seen anything like that.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
It was like you look like a chupacabra. Those aren't even real.
They're not, but I make them real. Like, so I'm sitting there, I roasted this chicken and I made this nice, I made it like Greek style, like with the seasonings and I just roasted it, whatever. And then I made a salad, which was like a nice summer salad, a nice summer Greek salad, just feta cheese, tomato and cucumber, a little bit of seasoning, oil and vinegar.
Yeah.
And I just dumping the grease from the chicken pan and the salad all together. And this chicken was just perfect, perfectly moist. I was so happy with it. I mean, I love cooking, but this was just, I impressed myself with this meal. And it was like a half a chicken. And you just walked in the room and I'm just sitting there holding these bones up and just chewing on it like a rabid dog. Just juices all over my face.
Yeah.
Just all these chicken and butter juices and whatever salad juices. There was just a bowl of juice left. I just start drinking it.
You were drinking out of a salad bowl at one point.
The big bowl. Right. The big bowl where I was consuming the
juice.
Well, see, before I was paleo, I used to dip the bread in and soak up all that juice.
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to like to do like some olive oil and balsamic with some nice crusty Italian bread. That would be a nice thing to do.
This is all the juices from the cucumber and tomato and everything. And I'm just drinking it with little chunks of feta cheese. Oh, it's delicious.
Man.
This is how we eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have nothing. What is this?
I made a burger the other night. Did you? Quite excellent.
What kind of burger?
It was a burger seasoned with the essence of Osborne.
Essence of, is that where you just jerk off on it?
No, that's my proprietary mix. It's where you jerk off on it. I get it. Chili powder, salt and pepper.
I like that name.
Anyway,
are you? And wow, then, you just hold on, because people can't see what just happened. Mm. I have my leg out, okay, and he's still resting his foot on my leg, but he just totally just.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
He just totally.
I'm so sorry.
Just molested me.
I can't believe I did it with my shoe on. Here, let's try it again.
Oh my god, how's that? This is just weird. Okay. Is it weird that something's tingling in my pants?
Man. Oh. So, anyway, so then I took some shredded pepper jack cheese and put it on top. I kind of created a little bit of a nest with it so that I could dump the grease from the burger into the nest.
Oh, baby.
Then I took a
turned into cooking.
Chicken breast seasoned with the Mexican essence of Osborne.
Mm-hmm.
I put that on top of that.
That's where he jerks off on a taco.
Then melted queso on top of that. Then
you
ground
wrapped it on
chorizo.
Bacon.
On top of
wow.
that. Then guacamole on top of that. So it was this tower of burger pleasure that I put in my mouth hole.
Can I give my secret to a good burger?
Go ahead.
Get ground beef, like as fatty as you can get, like 73%, whatever.
Right. 73% lean. 40?
Oh, you can probably get 40, 60 or something.
It's got to be grass-fed if you're going to be eating all that fat.
Right, of course. Lots of fat. Yeah, of course, of course. But anyways, so what you do is then you bake like a pound of bacon. And then you take that bacon grease and you dump it in with the meat.
Oh, yeah.
And then you do salt, pepper, oregano, chili powder, cumin. What am I missing here? Oh, gosh, there's some other seasoning. Onion powder, garlic powder. Mix all those together. Make little patties and then like put them on your grill and just watch you like almost like the whole house on fire.
Yeah, make
sure you
do
this outside because all that fat's going to be dripping. Perfect burger. That's a Mandrake burger.
I would recommend smoking those.
Yeah, sure.
It cut down on that whole fire grease.
Or
thing.
Just not, and either way works.
Yeah, it only takes an hour to smoke a burger, man.
I realize that, but some of us are hungry. We've got to eat.
All right.
Okay. So here's what I've noticed about these shows.
These turn into dicks and cooking.
Right. No. It's cooking, dicks and butts, cooking. So this is what I think. Now, I made a prediction during one of the breaks of the show tonight that what this would evolve into over time is that we would dump the whole school sucks idea and just do this show and not even care that we're not on LRN and just be on Ustream with 15 people watching, giggling at each other like 12-year-olds.
Right.
And what I think now, where I think this will go.
We'll just go in the kitchen and video record cooking.
I think that we should have a cooking show.
Yeah.
Right? But at the end of everything, when everything's made, we just jerk off in it.
On cam?
We turn our backs.
Right.
So it's kind of like a thing. And we don't even like, it's not even like we really have to do it.
It's just like
we go through the routines of doing it.
You can use, look, like Peter North uses a prosthetic ejaculator.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. A rubber tube that goes down the non-camera side of his unit. And he'll just...
Why would he do that?
Have you seen those giant loads that guy spews? That's not human.
I got a way better idea.
Believe me, I've seen this like actually go down.
Okay.
It's a tube, and they squirt semen-looking material from the tube.
I'm going to pretend that I know far less about porn than I really do.
Okay.
But I actually do... I know Randy West is the name of a porn star. He has a mullet.
I used to hang out with Randy.
You're kidding me.
No. I don't know if I should tell the story.
But West and North. So,
it involved the hotel clerk.
Randy West is a guy. These are guys who were porn stars like a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Peter North, Randy West has kind of a mullet-ish kind of hair.
Okay.
And Peter North is like a more like a fit-looking guy.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, he's very fit, clean cut.
And he's known for the volume of his ejaculation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You could just say he blows big loads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then there's that guy from, is it Anarchy Studios? You know, the guy who's dropping loads. That guy.
Hey, if we're going to do this cooking show.
I don't know. Hold on.
If we're going to do this cooking show where we cook all this food and then jerk off on it, we can angle the cameras perfectly so all you see is just the cum just shooting on the food.
But what Osborne,
but no penises, right?
Yeah, sure. That's even funnier. What Osborne was saying, though, is that we don't even need to do it at all.
Right, no. I know.
Like, after we cook something like that, I mean, why would we even be in the mood? What I'm not, and that sounds like a real fetish, right? Like, oh, I just made this. I'm going to jack off on it. You know, like I don't think we could really do that.
I bet people would pay to eat that then.
What? Why?
I guarantee you there's an audience that's like, please, I really want to eat this food, but I just need your semen all over it.
Yeah, we'd probably have to move it to one of the other kind of live streaming chat sites.
Right. Chatter, I mean, we have to target, we'd have to target the audience. I mean, we'd have to get pretty specific.
Okay. Hey, if you're watching this, post this on Facebook. You can take this and you can, because I want some people to see like what we're doing here as far as, you know, this is something that you can get involved in. You can call in. You can talk to us. You can steer this show back to an education topic, a political topic, an economic topic, whatever you want to talk about. A cooking topic, right?
Or an ejaculate topic.
Yes, yes. Now, dicks and butts is a shorthand that we use on this show for X-rated talk, things that we would not be able to talk about, and I certainly would not want to talk about on the show that I'm doing. In fact, for these bonus shows, we should really be
moving. So we're not good enough for you.
Yeah. Huh?
Look at me, I'm Brett, and I'm all special with my little show.
Mr. Invenist over here. We only speak proper talk on my show.
Volume of his ejaculate is what I say. Right.
Yeah,
you dropping loads is what I say.
Dropping loads.
Now,
did you notice like how many weeks can you go? We should do a volume of ejaculate competition between the three of us. Like, not jerk off for a couple weeks.
Are we using the honor system?
I don't know that it's possible to test because the viscosity is so variable, right?
Jeez,
you know what I mean.
We'll measure.
Might look like, oh my god, that was a lot of load, but it's just because it was so thin that it just kind of spewed everywhere and covered the entire
wall. What we'll do is we'll all just like get a, we'll just do it in the studio. Like, we'll all leave the room one at a time, and then we'll just hold it up to a cam and be like, all right, vote on which one's the most. Are we really having this talk?
This was your
idea.
I
believe you started it,
sir. I think this is. No, I don't want to do that. That's something that I want to keep private.
Do
what if for me it's just like a little,
just a little. What are you shooting powder out of your dick?
What if it's at the end? What if it's just like, you know, like, oh,
it evaporates as it comes out.
And then it's just a little puff of white powder, and it just goes.
It's like a mushroom shooting at spores.
I would be Oh, Jesus. No, I would be embarrassed if that was the case. And I wouldn't want to.
Look, you have no control over that. That's, you know.
It's all right, Brett. We still love you.
Yeah.
Right.
And your little tiny poofs of
powder.
Ejaculate.
Yeah.
It's like dried milk.
That's not what it. Yeah, it's evaporated. Yeah, yeah. But that's not what happens.
And Osborne's got yogurt.
Yeah, with papaya in it.
Oh my god.
Where'd that come from?
I passed a kidney stone
because I like,
and that hurts. A papaya coming out of your pee.
No, not a whole uncut papaya. I'm talking about the fruit that you often find in yogurt. I like Chobani papaya Greek yogurt once in a while when I can have a little bit of carbs.
I got some Greek yogurt for you.
Oh jeez,
coconut milk, that's the shit.
Oh, speaking of porn, we have a in our chat, we have some, oh never mind, I'm not gonna say it, go ahead.
843,
I'm not calling anybody out, sorry.
843 join SSP is the number if you want to give us a call. You can also Skype in. School Sucks Live is the Skype name. We will continue this for 15 minutes, and really we're just trying to fill some time between your calls. So if you're listening to this and you...
I happen to know a certain someone who could put my knowledge of porn to shame in a heartbeat.
It'd be great if
and
you called
maybe,
in.
Maybe he or she would call in and
who's
talk
that?
About it. Well, I'd rather not call him out.
It's a man.
Or her.
Is it a man or a lady?
Hey, Brett, someone's asking about your sweat problem.
What sweat problem?
Oh, he doesn't know. Sorry. Yeah, Brett, you're kind of sweaty.
Am I really?
You're getting sweaty. You're a little nervous.
It's hot in here.
I don't think it's that hot.
No, it's hot.
Am I actually sweating?
I'm telling you, I can smell my own balls right now.
Really? What do they smell like? Let me get a sniff.
Like smelly balls.
Oh, God, it smells like dick.
This has to... I think we need to pull this together a little bit, guys.
A little bit? Okay, it needs to be tighter.
I didn't actually smell his balls.
I understand that. Do I really... Is someone saying that I look sweaty?
They changed it to glowy.
Hmm.
He is pregnant, people.
And somebody wants us to do a nude show.
No, they don't.
I'll take my pants off.
They want Brett to do a nude show.
No, they definitely don't want Brett to do a nude show.
Why not?
Because they don't want to see your little...
I don't have to finish. I'm already...
Oh, no.
All right. Right there. 8-4. Listen, if you know a lot about Osborne, you say porn, and you think somebody's listening...
I think they might be.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody please call in.
If you want to show off your porn knowledge, I'm going to pull up some porn trivia.
Can you give me a paper towel?
And
what the fuck do I look like?
Please.
Okay. He can't reach. I can get that. I can get it.
Okay, you get it. You get it. Okay, Brett's reaching for some paper towels here. Oh my God, he's... Dude. What are you giving to me for? Why do you need... Hold on. We were just talking about porn and everything, and I need a paper towel? What's that all about?
What's that laugh?
It's what, mine? Oh, I'm sorry.
We have more users right now than we did the entire show.
That's nice. Great.
Nice. Thank you for listening.
There's somebody who wants to call in right now, but he can't because he's admitting a porn site.
Wow, that's awesome.
Right?
Really?
Yes.
What is it? Admitting a porn site means?
I think it means you're just jerking off to porn.
No. If you're the admin.
He's probably doing some kind of stuff.
Right.
He's like doing like computer programmy stuff.
It's Zach.
Or...
Okay, his name's Zach.
Are we
Fix.
He
said I can call him out.
Oh, okay, all right.
And yeah, he's awesome.
I heard
he's doing porn star paperwork. Apparently.
I would love to talk about a presentation that he is doing at a certain event that is going to be going on.
By the way, I haven't looked at porn in a year.
And
but
I would
go ahead.
Love to talk to people about it if he would allow us to do so.
Yeah, he could probably really call in, couldn't he?
No, he can't because he's too busy admitting a porn site. See, some people actually have jobs.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead. He said go ahead.
Okay, so this man, Zach Fix,
yeah,
has a product for the company that he works for.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Real Touch. Look this thing up.
I'm looking at it.
It's the
up
most
right
brilliant
now.
Invention known to man. I can't
the,
give it.
The
I
Real Touch?
I cannot give it the proper... sales pitch that he probably could. This is a device you interact with
mm-hmm.
via your penis being inserted into it.
It looks like a pocket pussy of sorts.
You connect it to your computer and watch interactive videos with it.
There's heating elements?
Yes.
Oh my God.
This device you put your unit into controls the speed, the tightness, the heat, the lubrication. Like, for example, suppose you're watching, you know, blowjob scene, right? And so it's just like going to town, going nom 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 nom.
Now this
and
only
then,
works.
And then say on the video, the young lady would say, spit onto your unit. You would feel that. Splurt. Actually, in real life, on your wiener.
Who has to clean this up afterwards?
This thing must cost $5 million.
No, it does not. But
how much is it?
Let's
even
talk about it.
It's got free
dollars.
Shipping. It's
listen to this. Listen to this, dude. Not only that, but there is a penis version of it that, say, a partner on the other side of the world over the internet could insert into her hole, and you could interact together. Together, you can have sex with someone on the other side
of
the goddamn
planet. You can
have sex with
a piece of plastic.
Via these devices.
Now, do these devices come in different shapes and sizes?
You know, I couldn't tell you.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Here you go, Cam.
I'd like to see the dick.
I bet you would.
Anyway, Mr.
Show me that dick.
For you people.
Show me the dick one. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Mr. Fix is coming to Porkfest.
Yeah.
He will be demoing these devices.
He's going to have a bag of dicks.
It is going to be the best presentation at the entire Porkfest event.
He's got like a cool mustache. I mean, how could it not be? Anything he presents.
I'm telling you, Zach Fix will be the fucking hero of Porkfest next to Mandrake and Boner Joe.
Thank you. Wow, really? You're putting us above the plastic vagina that self-lubricates?
I think people will get...
This thing is crazy.
Man, do you have
the dick and weave.
What's that?
Do you have the dick
picture? You really
yet?
Want to see the dick, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's really kind of unfair. What's the website called?
Hold on. I don't...
Just search Real Touch.
It's
called The Real Touch.
This is... I don't even know what to say. I'm just blown away by this. This has got... I guarantee this is probably like $400 at least.
There's some weird scientific name for this. It's called like auto dildonics or something
close.
Like that.
$329.95.
Yes, that's right.
All right, let's just be quiet for a second. I'm going to flash it on the screen so you won't be able to hear us. Gosh. Go ahead. Okay, and we're back.
A lot of...
Now, here's what I don't understand. This device, I know, has been out for at least 2 years that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, people don't talk about it.
Are they going to be...
Like, I don't understand why... Everyone doesn't have one, know what it is.
I really want to know, do you have to sit there and like clean it out when you're done?
I mean, I'm sure it's just like a fleshlight or any other such device.
It's got to just be just, it's like, hey guys, sure I can't go out tonight. Fine. I got to clean my.
I'm sure you pop out the insert, you turn it inside out, okay. You rinse it off, put it in the dish drainer with your coffee cups.
God. And then, you know, you have a friend over and they drink a cup of coffee and then before you know it, they're pregnant.
I just remembered I didn't turn off the coffee.
You can't
machine.
Get pregnant from drinking semen.
I'm just saying because there's semen. I know.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you were thinking there?
What do you mean?
Well, it sounded like you thought a person could...
Do you think I really think that?
No.
Okay. I'm just...
843, join SSP. I can't believe that's also the number for this, whatever this yeah. is. Mm-hmm. Or School Sucks Live, you can Skype in.
So now let's talk about a recipe real quick. You know, we just really talked a lot about plastic vaginas. This is just crazy. Like, I don't even know. I guess that's, if somebody wants to buy this, I don't know.
I would buy that in a second.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Hey, well, order it. How about we ask for donations from the audience, and then we'll order one.
Oh, that reminds me. If you're interested in becoming a monthly subscriber, schoolsucksproject.com/support. And
set up a chip-in for the Real Touch.
You know, there's going to be somebody who's watching us do this one day, horrified, and they're going to be saying, this is what I pay $6 a month for, because that's where this kind of stuff is going to be. So that's an interesting story about the future.
Hey, somebody's asking if we have a bonus content. Brett, did you want to talk about this? Somebody's asking in chat if we have something where, you know, for a monthly donation, you can get access to extra stuff. Is this something you're ready to talk about?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a guy in California. His name is Tony, and he is a very innovative web developer who's building us a new site. And originally, when I started planning this new site to replace what we have now, The idea was to use WordPress. Everybody says uses WordPress. And I wanted to make like an interactive site where people could build groups using a plugin that WordPress has called BuddyPress. Mm-hmm. And also host the podcast out of the WordPress page through something called PowerPress. These were terrible ideas.
Okay.
Really?
Now, you can do these things if you have some web design experience. But the whole WordPress packaging is... Anybody can make a website.
Well, right.
Anybody can make a WordPress blog. Not anybody can make a fully functional, like, Web 2.0 interactive community website with WordPress without that kind of experience. So I eventually asked for help to build this site, somebody to work with me on the site. And Tony took me up on the offer. He looked at the WordPress stuff for about a week. And he said, this is not going to be good enough. We need to build from the ground up.
Uh-oh.
And that's what he started doing.
Okay.
What? Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know that there's going to be a happy end to the story.
No, no, no. This is a great story so far. It's still ongoing. So he you know, started using this other framework that I was unfamiliar with, and he's been working on it, and you know, trying to do more of the back end stuff. And you know, I think he and I have a really great working relationship. I really trust his abilities and his judgment. All of these graphics that you're looking at, this new logo for School Sucks, is something that he made. He did several different versions of it. This was the one that I liked because it was kind of simple. And then I just, you know, added these layers and colors, which was part of a color scheme that we decided on using Photoshop. So that's all that is. But what do you guys think of that logo? No one's given me really any feedback on it.
I think it's sexy.
I think it's great. I love it.
Yeah, I like it too.
But do you want to have, you were looking to set up a model, because you're kind of copying a model from a different show, right?
No, not specific. Well, yeah, I mean,
but you were inspired, should I say?
Yeah, I'm been pretty well. First, to the bonus content section.
Go ahead and name drop the other show.
I definitely will. Yeah. I will.
Okay.
In a minute. But the when this new site launches, there will be something called, I want to call it the AV Club, because it will be audio and video that people can get for $6 a month is what I ask. If you want to do $9 a month, some people do $15. Anybody who does less than that and has been doing it for like a year, like $3 a month, will be grandfathered into this. There'll be all kinds of additional content. So one of the things that I've been working on behind the scenes that most people haven't been able to see is kind of building up content for this part of the website. So, you know, a lot of people were happy to help just to help, but I'd like to offer people an incentive, because eventually I'd like to get that to first 150 and ultimately maybe 300 people, which makes this a sustainable project, and I can start devoting more time to this kind of a show.
Right.
But what Mandrick mentioned is, and it's kind of like the last time I heard this show, the entire show, this show is called Red Bar Radio, and I hardly ever mention it because I love it, and I think it's
one of your favorite shows.
It's one of my favorite podcasts. But the host of the show, a guy named Mike David, I don't know the whole story, but kind of wound up being sabotaged by some of the people that were in his inner circle. And the show last August, just disappeared.
It was around August, yeah.
Yeah. And you can go to redbarradio.com and you can...
Amazing story.
Yeah, a very, very interesting story. But he sat there for 2 months.
It was August 5th, I'm being told.
Yeah. Who's telling you this?
I have insiders. Go ahead.
Okay.
I have producers.
But he rebuilt the whole show and made it like... better than it had ever been before, and like, you know, very talented. I mean, the show's hit or miss. Like, you know, it's kind of like a baseball game. Like, you know, baseball game's 3 hours long and there's 15 minutes of good action.
He has his moments where, yeah, definitely.
But some of the times that I've laughed hardest in my life were listening to that show. And he's brilliant as a comedian, and he's very talented as like a graphic designer, and he has a very good eye for detail when it comes to like video editing. It's probably the best sounding podcast. It's as, you know, as good, if not better.
The production's amazing.
The production quality is amazing. So when he came back from this all happening, I mean, we're not doing his show by any stretch of the imagination, but I was really inspired by what he was able to do. And I'm sure if he saw this, he would absolutely hate it. You know, and I hope he never finds out about it. But
you've called in though.
I did call into the show to tell a kid not to go to college if he didn't know what he wanted to do.
Right.
And I talked about my
and it was a great call
as a college consultant. But I've tried to the guys from Tragedy and Hope, who are trying to do the same thing, set up a video show for a new project they're doing called History So It Doesn't Repeat. And I said, go check out the production value of this show called Red Bar Radio. And they were hooked into it for like a whole week. I don't know if they're still watching it. But, you know, really high quality. And I've almost like, I've been so tempted to reach out to this guy and be like, how the fuck does Ustream work?
Yeah.
You know, like, how are you?
He probably won't.
No, he absolutely would not.
I mean, would you want to deal with those, you know, tech support?
I don't think he would be willing. I don't think he would be willing to help me. But, you know, this is somebody that I would love to do a show with, because he is, it's sometimes the content is so horrifying. But sometimes it's actually like pretty inspirational.
Well,
like,
he put out what I'm going to call the best 7 hours of podcast in the history of podcasting. He did the show about his experience going to one of these schools where they like kidnap you in the middle of the night in your home.
Yeah.
And it was like 7-hour discussion. And I just couldn't stop listening to it. I literally just sat there and listened to all 7 hours. Like, I just couldn't do anything else. It was just horrifying, this experience he went through at this school, school that was in Maine, Poland Springs.
Yeah, and Poland Springs, I think the school was called...
that's not what the school is
called.
Elon, yeah.
And I wanted to find somebody for a while who went to this Elon school, because it really is sort of, it's kind of parallels our society, you know, like where the very small group of authorities turns everybody against each other and has them policing one another.
It's Lord of the Flies. These kids are basically running the school, more or less, with a couple adults there. And it's just horrible, horrible experience. You go to redbarradio.net, and I think you can find it in the archives.
Like, I think you might have to join their bonus content section.
I'm pretty sure it was free. It was at least a few months ago.
I think they're, as they produce more shows, I mean, they're doing the show five nights a week. So I'm guessing older things kind of fall out of
I'm pretty sure it's still back on the feed. I'm being told it is, but
maybe
it's on there, and it's called like the
Mike's boarding school story.
Yeah. And it's like four different parts, and each part's 2 hours. And I think like the first hour of the first part's just like not really related. Yeah. And then they get into it, and it's just, everyone I've shared it with is just like, wow, this is horrible.
So
but they couldn't stop listening.
Mike David is very sensitive about people because the show is very infectious, right? Yeah. Like, he's got a real style. So people could listen to Red Bar Radio and then start kind of inadvertently doing his style, because he has a very good style. You know, like the same time, if I listen to 30 episodes of Free Domain Radio in a weekend, mm-hmm. on Monday, I might sound a little bit like, I think I have my own style, but on Monday, when I go to record a show, I might sound a little bit like Stefan Molyneux, because he has...
Canadian?
But you agree that Stefan Molyneux has a style that I think, some people might be totally put off by it, just like some people might be totally put off by Mike David. But, it's really, you're either going to love it or hate it. It's not like, this guy's okay. Some people will love it. Some people might be totally repulsed by it in both cases. Like, I've heard people say about Stefan Molyneux, I can't even stand to listen to that guy.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
Right. And I think that might be more about, I can't even stand to listen to, the discomfort in my head when I hear this guy's voice about what this guy's saying. But, I don't think that he would be particularly happy to know that I'm somebody who's saying, I'm not doing a comedy podcast, but I look at the production value of this show, I look at the quality of his website, the quality of the graphic design, and I would say that's something that I shoot for,
sure.
Someday. He has... I don't know how big his audience is, but you can tell that he has a group of really dedicated fans who will do free graphic work for him, free video work for him. And that's
donate
stuff to him. And that's
what you want if you have a show like that. Like, that's what you're going for, I would think.
Yeah. So
if you want that to be your life, like how you make your money, you need fans like that.
And I would like that to be like, doing this show would be how I'd like to make my money. I mean, obviously this show was supplemental to the work I do in education.
Right.
But, I think that he is, he was basically the guy who also invented podcasting in 2003, figured out how to do all this stuff, and, was connected to, Free Talk Live.
Yeah, at one point he was on
their same feed.
Yeah,
same
Free Talk feed Live used to pay. That was how I first heard about the show. And Free Talk Live used to pay for
GCN?
Their... No. This was years
I'm
ago.
I'm being told they were on GCN.
That's possible. I mean, I don't know.
By somebody who is like the biggest Red Bar fan ever.
I don't...
I'm not going to say names. I'm just saying. I'm kind of talking to somebody.
Please tell me that you're talking to somebody in the chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of our show.
No, what do you think I'm doing? I'm sitting there.
I just wanted to say, wow. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure.
Do we need to hug this out?
No.
Do you need to play footsie again with me?
Can we could start a thing called docking this out?
Docking this out?
Yeah.
No, I'm not rolling my foreskin over top of your penis. What?
Tell Johnson I still need to
meet. Johnson's not in here.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Johnson.
I'm not talking to Johnson. I'm talking to the biggest Red Bar fan.
I thought for sure that
it's not Johnson.
Weird.
I'm not talking to Johnson. If I'm talking to Johnson, I'm going to look down and like, hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
But,
my dick. What? Go ahead.
No, but I think it's okay. I think that we have to. I don't want to take bits or material or style from any show.
Of course,
I hope not. And I think sometimes it accidentally happens. Like the person would probably recognize that sometimes if they listen to other shows and they know those shows are inspired by, like in the comedy world, inspired by Red Bar or Adam Carolla or something like that, they might hear other people doing things that they heard from those shows. Just like I'm sure that a lot of things that come out of my mouth that sound like my own ideas in my head were things that I heard Ian Freeman say, right, or Stefan Molyneux say.
Well,
or
people
Wes
want to
say,
emulate successful venture. You know, like they see something that's working and they're like, I want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's going to inspire them. I mean,
but I was, I was really inspired by the Red Bar story and how, you know, not just the comeback, but how 10 years ago, this guy figured out how to make quality audio and make it available on the internet before anybody was doing it. 2 years before iTunes was invented.
And even if you have if you don't like his style, you don't like the humor, and you, all that aside, you have to look, I mean, you look at what he's done and like his website and the way he has everything set up and the way he brings the media out, like the videos he makes, and like you said, you know, he's been doing it for so long. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, like we haven't been at it that long, which is why most of what we have is not is still in development. But I mean, we're building a new website. I think I kind of got the idea for doing the live show from seeing how much of what I was doing just as audio. Mm-hmm. Is on the internet with hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah.
You know, or not on the internet, on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, you have such a better chance at reaching such a wider audience. And the idea, originally what we were doing is people would email me and say, can I mirror your show on YouTube? Just with a static image.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, that's great. But who wants to sit and watch YouTube with a picture while they listen to audio?
I did that a couple times. I didn't ask you, but I did that a couple times, actually.
Thank you. That's great.
I'm a big consumer of video content.
Yeah.
For which I don't actually watch the video. I just listen.
Oh, yeah?
Like I'll, quote, watch a lot of television shows, but I don't actually watch. I'm doing stuff on the internet while I just listen to what's going on.
Mm.
Oh.
I do the same thing with YouTubes during the day. Like, I'll be working on something, writing code, and I'll be listening to a Stefan video or
some
other such thing.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you need to get to a point where fans are getting tattoos of your show.
No way. I don't think that's
temporary tattoos.
No, real tattoos.
No, like temporary tattoos.
Some people have real tattoos for Red Bar.
They do.
I don't think that's. I wouldn't want to. If somebody did that, that's fine. But I mean, I certainly would never encourage that.
You wouldn't want to hang out with those people.
I like tattoos on other. Like, I've never been somebody who's wanted a tattoo. But I've always liked them on other people. It's kind of like dogs. Like, I've always loved everyone's dogs, everyone else's dogs, but I'm like, I don't really want a dog.
Right.
But I love dogs.
I came very close to getting a screeching weasel tattoo.
Wow.
When I was younger.
You know what? There's some tattoos. If I got like a Less Than Jake tattoo, which was when I was 16, which was my favorite band then, I'd still be fine with that because I still love them.
I would still be fine with a screeching weasel tattoo.
Yeah, why not? Screeching weasel tattoo? Mm-hmm. Which brings it full circle to the Red Bar Elan story. Wasn't the lead singer? Was it the lead singer of Screeching Weasel that went to the school?
Holy shit!
No way!
That
really?
Just went. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure. Yes, it was Screeching Weasel. And Mike talked about how he wrote to this guy and how he even met him, and it was just insane.
And then he got in trouble at the school
because the guy, loved the Elan school. It's like, the best thing ever happened to me.
What?
You gotta listen to the story if you're listening to this.
Oh man!
You have to go to Red Bar Radio and look for just Google search the boarding school story, because it is amazing. You'll never heard anything like this in your life. There's really, it's just to hear this whole story. I mean, wow. You know it's not made up, but yeah, the Screeching Weasel's involved in that.
Huh.
I'll give you a sample. I'm going to dig up a sample of Red Bar if people are unfamiliar. Oh, you guys keep talking for a second.
Okay. That's fine.
You say, was it Ben Weasel who went to
Ben? School? Yeah, I think it's Ben or another.
The guy's name was Ben.
I do remember it was Ben. But he went to the school and he actually finished it. He went through it and everything. And then Mike was writing to him while Mike D, the host of Red Bar, was writing to him while he was in this school. And there's this whole process of like how you get to a point where you were able to even write to anybody. But eventually he even got a chance to meet
with Ben, and then he got in trouble for that or something on one of his visits. But yeah, so they were kind of talking back and forth, and then when Mike didn't finish, Ben Foster, that's the name. When Mike didn't finish, like, Ben just, like, he didn't want to talk to him anymore. Like, he just didn't. He was mad at Mike, I guess, and for not finishing. And
wow.
But, like, there's all these. If you go on YouTube and search Elan, E-L-A-N, there's a couple of people who talk about their experience there, and it's just horrifying. But there's nothing like the actual, the boarding school story.
So one of the gags on the show is that Mike becomes obsessed with weird things like crow's candy and bees and toxic and Candyman. The movie from the early 90s, which I think took place in Chicago. One of his most impressive... whoa, geez.
Oh, I'm...
That's okay. Just stop touching it immediately, please.
Okay. Sorry. I hit the camera. It's so close to my chair.
One of his best talents, one of the things that I think... he's a musician, but he does freestyle raps. So this is a freestyle rap about crow's candy. Oh, I just want to send a text message real quick. So we're going to play this and then we'll come back. But maybe if people are interested, if they like this, I'll play another clip.
Just so you guys know.
Welcome everybody to the Red Bar Show. I come in a box at Walgreens and my name is The Crow. I like to yum yum yummy with my black licorice dots. Everybody put a pot on your mom's crotch. What's around like a crow with his wooden legs? What's a crow without a hat and a fucking peg? I'll stick you in my fucking crow's nest, you fucking beast. What you wanna do it with a half sack? All the crows in the house, put your little black little dots in the woman's blouse. Put your little black little nipples in the woman's dipple shipples. I'm a crow, I'm a moe, I'm a foe. Ho, shit. The crow's got so many black dots, more than Morgan Freeman's face, you fucking sack of rocks. All I wanna do is crow around town, but people keep shooting me down. Whoa, crow, crow, do the fucking crow. Eat the crows, go to the hospital.
Do the motherfucking crow,
crow,
y'all.
Crow, eat some fucking crows, get sick to your stomach in the hospital.
Oh.
I'm a crow, I'm a regular guy. I go to Indiana Beach for the summertime. What you wanna say to a crow's mom? Hey, she's a crow woman feeder in a nest with a breast. Everybody has success except for me. I've sold two damn packages and one was a joke.
Crows on the floor and we're only wanting more.
I ate a couple crows and I got real sick. I ate a couple crows, tastes like black people's dicks. I ate a couple crows at the grocery store. People said you don't even have to pay for that no more. Crows are free, shit, we can't give them away. Crows are for black people and people that are gay. I put a crow in my mouth and I almost puked. And then I went to a river and I saw jukeboxes everywhere. And I put the crows on, the black crows. It was a good show and my flow's done. Shit, I ate another one. And then my tum tum went bubba bubba bum. And then I got sick and I puked on my dick. And you know what? When I ate it, it tasted just the same. Sick. Shit. The crows are the crows that grow from your toes. It tastes like duty and shit that you roll up from the garbage can and up to the floor. Eat a crow, you little horse. Aw.
All right, we're back. Okay, so that was a sample.
We're getting I'm getting some good feedback from people listening right now.
That was offensive, Brett.
That was very offensive.
Yeah, one of the things that people don't like about the show is that while being really naturally funny, he uses a lot of shock humor that involves race.
Yes.
And when he did a marathon show celebrating the Virginia Tech shooter, like... wow. Some stuff that's really that people might find offensive, but just as far as the whole production value and you know the appreciation of talent, whether you like the content of the show or not, it was the podcast that I got the most from that was not related to the things we're usually involved.
You actually introduced me to Red Bar last summer while I was off the air still.
Yeah,
and during the takeover, which it's more show stuff, but. You introduced me. You played me a clip on YouTube. You typed in Red Bar Radio Bases,
mm-hmm.
and it was about
the many base, you know, like first base with, you know, when you're with a woman, you get to first base, you kiss her, and then second base, you know.
That was a
and
really
it,
good bit.
And it goes to like 10th base and 11th base and 12th. This bit is so ridiculous. I laughed when you played it. I was laughing pretty hard. It was hilarious.
Mm, yeah.
I feel like we're spending way too much time fawning over Mike D and
I don't think we're fawning
enough time bashing Taron Lupo.
Oh my goodness, God. I agree.
Damn that fucking Taron Lupo.
Our pre-show, our post-show, we thought would be good if it was called Friends Wheels Off Liberty, because that was the show that that Mandrick and I had the idea for originally, to kind of like, I think we already talked about this a little bit, but the pre-show, the before we do the show, while we're getting ready and we're just doing basically a test broadcast to make sure that our audio sounds good and you know, our video looks like it's streaming in real time, that's called the Enemies of Taron Lupo show.
Yes, we fucking hate Taron.
Yeah. Did you, maybe you should... bring up that picture of Taron with the eye patch and the parrot that posted a while back on the Facebook.
Oh yeah, I could probably pull that up real quick.
Yeah, that was that guy. He's gone down a road that.
Why are pirates
has
cool?
Been traveled only by him? I feel.
Pirates are not cool. Actually, I like pirates better than ninjas, though. In the Great Debate. Of pirates versus ninjas, I'm with the pirates, but you know what?
Thanks to Taron Lupo, I've never
thanks
heard of
to
that.
Taron Lupo, I'm leaning more towards ninjas these days.
This is one of those internet debates, you know, which is better, pirates or ninjas?
I've always been a pirate guy, remember, but thanks, Taron.
Does that site still exist? To ask a ninja?
I don't know.
That was some funny.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Kind of itch. Can you guys see on cam if I'm itching my balls?
Nope. I don't even know if the camera's on you right now because I'm searching Facebook.
I think
for
I just told everybody I was itching my balls, so it doesn't matter. I'm just gonna look. Oh, it's on me now. I'm gonna scratch
my
here.
Balls are conveniently blocked by Brett's.
I'm looking. Oh yeah, it totally looks like I'm scratching my balls.
So he's, I can like have my hands down in this room.
I gotta work on that.
And no one knows what's going on.
It looks like you're. Hold on, let me see. Oh man, you can totally see it.
Right. I can't like, find that video.
I'm watching.
Oh.
No.
So at Porkfest, there's going to be a pirate party yet again.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why we allowed this to happen, but
who's we? Oh well. The state?
Yes.
A.K.A. Jason Osborne.
I also let there be a wedding.
Porkfest? What's that?
Yeah. Porkfest is where Osborne lets people do whatever they want, and then they still complain about Osborne being a dictator.
Well, you are definitely a dick. And you're not made of potatoes.
No.
Okay, I'm just going to flash this picture of Taron. This is a man who lives in the 21st century, indoors, and has never owned any kind of a boat. Has never looted any kind of booty.
Has never written a book without the help of 5,000 Facebook friends?
No, I'm not. No, I mean, let's listen. This guy.
I don't think you can blame Facebook friends for that travesty.
In all seriousness, this is a talented guy. He's kind of a Renaissance man.
He makes great jewelry.
He makes very good jewelry. He was a chiropractor, right? Which is almost like a doctor. So,
but he got kicked out of being a chiropractor.
No.
No,
but he's still good at it. Why? No. Let's not
there,
go.
There was that time.
Oh,
remember when you didn't see me for a year?
What? What's going on?
Taron was kicked out of being a chiropractor, and I think I saw some of this.
I'm actually having cyber sex with a one-legged pirate parrot right now
at Porkfest. When he said to me, I asked for an adjustment because I've had some neck pain for a while. Mm. And he was doing it, and it seemed like it was really working. And, you know, when you're in pain and suddenly you feel yourself being relieved, it kind of loosens you up a little bit.
It's like taking a big dump.
No, but you start to become more...
Did you soil your pants?
No, okay. Nothing like that. Mm. I'm like, Taron, this feels really great. And, you know, you kind of become... When you feel that weight lifted off you, it's weird. It's like you become more open to suggestion.
Okay.
And... Where's this is something that he takes advantage of. So right when I'm complimenting him, he says, Brett, turn over.
I bet he did.
Yeah. He says it'll take 5 minutes, close your eyes, and pretend I'm a lady.
How do you... penis.
Usually in the world of massage, the person receiving the massage has to be the one who says, You know, has to kind of work towards this myth of like a masseuse will jerk you off.
Right.
And with Taryn, it's exactly the opposite.
he just takes care of you.
He brings it up.
Well, he like brainwashes you into it.
Kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not so much a happy ending as it is like a horrific ending.
If you're just tuning in, this is a show called The Enemies of Taryn Lupo.
Yes.
And
if you don't know who Taryn is, did you flash that picture up?
Oh, yeah. We haven't seen it yet.
Let's see the picture.
Now, this is a man in the 21st century. No, I...
Just do it. No, you already teased it. You have to now.
I want to... Do you think he would think this is funny, or do you think...
It doesn't matter what he thinks.
I know. It does matter to me.
No.
Yes, it does.
You have to post this picture.
He posted the picture publicly, yes.
Yeah.
But would he mind if it was posted? Because he has a really good sense of humor.
All publicity is good publicity.
He has a really good sense of humor. We are not... If you're just tuning in, we are not really enemies of Taryn
Lupo. Oh, I fucking hate that guy. Please post the picture.
You don't like Taryn Lupo.
I thought we're in character.
Oh, we are in character.
Yeah, don't tell people.
Okay, all right. So we are the enemies of Taryn Lupo.
You can't be the enemies of Taryn Lupo, wink, wink. What the hell? What kind of show is that? No one wants to listen to that shit.
Taryn Lupo was a chiropractor, but lost his license for giving people hand jobs. And he also thinks he's a pirate. This is the enemies of Taryn Lupo. So should we talk more about... I want to wrap this up.
Post the goddamn picture. Show it. Show it. What?
What a goddamn psychopath.
We should have him on and then make all that food, instead of jerking off on the food, just jerk off on his parent.
What?
Remember, I'm bringing it full circle.
I don't think we can talk about
it. I just brought it full circle.
I think there's a limit to what you can talk about on Ustream.
You can't talk about jerking off on parrots?
No, can you say that you would jerk off on a parrot anywhere?
No.
No, I would not, because they have those beaks.
Will be all over your shit.
Those beaks can crack a Brazil nut like nothing.
Yeah, dude, here's what I know, is that he has that fucking parrot at Porkfest. I'm not going anywhere near him.
Now, wait, no. Somebody had a parrot and put it on his shoulder and said, "Oh, Taryn, this would be funny if you posed with this parrot." He didn't buy a fucking parrot.
Are you sure?
A fucking parrot.
You can rent a parrot.
It's a blue and gold macaw. Okay?
Here, I'll tell you a story. You. There is a friend of ours here in the region who has a pirate party every year. I'm not sure if it's for Halloween or for Talk Like a Pirate Day or something like that. But he actually rents parrots.
Wow.
To come to the party and sit on people's shoulders. So I
grew up with the blue.
I do believe that it's certainly possible that Taryn could have done something like that.
I grew up with a blue and gold macaw in my home, so I'm kind of used to them.
My mom had birds and shit too. Yeah.
Macaw,
I hated those things.
The macaw, yes.
Hated
the blue and
gold things.
Because there's a kind of monkey called a macaque.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Macaque.
Not, it's not Mycock.
No. Okay. No, this is a macaque.
Okay.
And macaques are monkeys that are all over Asia, from India to the very, very Far East.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also called snow monkeys.
Oh, nice.
And they look like little old people.
Aww.
With in like fur coats, like Eskimos. They look like little old Eskimos with red faces. They're very human-like, and they're very smart. You know, they have traditions. Like one monkey, they were given sweet potatoes, one place where they lived somewhere in Southeast Asia. And they would take the sweet potatoes to the river and they would wash them in the river. And then they would bring them back to the ocean and dip them in the salt water to season them.
Oh, there
you
go.
And this became a tradition, like generation after generation. And in India, they attack politicians.
They would deep fry them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, again, I mean, this isn't funny because the guy wound up dying, but the deputy mayor of one city in India was thrown off his balcony by a team of macaques.
Are these the ones that they train the monkeys to be assassins?
I don't know if these are snow monkeys, but it's certainly possible. They're very smart. Like, for example, someplace in China, I think one of the macaques got hit by a car. So what happened was it was a cab. So all the cabs look the same. So the macaques... up on a hill, saw one of the cabs hit another macaque, and they came down and guarded the dead body of the monkey.
Wow.
Until the police came and removed it, and then they left. And anytime,
so they're statists. They love the police.
No, I'm not saying that, but they attack politicians too.
Right.
So I don't think they have very strong political ideology.
Well, maybe they're on one side of the coin, you know?
Yeah.
They're in the M party,
right?
For monkey.
There is a monkey called the DeBrazza's monkey. And I just love the piss out of this monkey.
Why?
And one day when I build my retirement castle, there will be an atrium full of these DeBraz's monkeys, and I will hang out with them all day.
And what will they do?
Be able to what not they, have to deal with what all do they do? Dirty hippies.
Do they?
I don't know. They just look awesome.
What are they called again?
DeBraz's monkey?
DeBrassi's monkey.
Are you getting anything in the stream, Mandrick, about... I just got a text saying that the show looks like it keeps reloading. Are you getting any something in the chat?
Oh, those monkeys. I don't see anybody saying anything.
The Ustream breaks are like every 14 minutes, and the suggestion that I made to people was, until we can figure out a way... Fucking Ustream. Oh, I hate it. I hate Ustream so much.
Shit works fine.
Shit works fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Find us a better...
Excuse me. Censored works people. Fine. You should really turn off the censors
I would.
Chat.
I would really like to have our own video server and not have to rely on Ustream.
I agree. Fuck Ustream, man. I still have the Real Touch Network website up with this plastic vagina. Wow.
Should we get one?
320? No, we should.
For all of us to just share?
I'm not getting sloppy seconds or thirds on the plastic vagina. You guys have at it. You guys can... Maybe they have a double-sided one so you guys can just dock it.
No, I think...
Just go to town for like 1.5 times the price, you know. Save some money by.
I'm not sure if this is the case, but it might be like the Fleshlight where there's different inserts for it. So maybe we could just each have our own insert.
Tell Zach I will fuck that thing at Pork Fest.
I bet you will. I'm not interested.
You're not even interested a little to see what it's like.
I don't really care.
You don't have to fuck it. You don't have to even move in it. Like it's similar.
No, it
does
you.
The work.
Yes.
It's like Soviet Russia.
Right.
Because Soviet Russia pocket pussy fucks you.
Right. Because we all have that feeling, the uncomfortable feeling of, like, you know, having to do all the work with like a watermelon or something. Or
you fucked a watermelon?
No, but you can imagine what it would be like if he did.
No. Well, what do you guys fuck that's not a person?
Hand.
Hand.
What else?
And
one other thing.
I'm so...
Everybody's done one other thing.
Man,
couch.
I never did the... No. I used to hump my bed when
this
I started.
This was a man who a month ago talked about how he wouldn't be able to stop cramming objects inside himself if he had a vagina.
Right.
And that's
what I'm saying. It's totally different,
for God's sake, man.
There's not things to put your penis in. Except ones that are specially made
for
that
purpose. You said you'd shove a hammer in your non-existent vagina? That would be so uncomfortable.
No, you've used the handle end, not the...
But you
want
to just try.
That would... No, why would you want to try? Do you want to just shove things up your asshole?
No, but an asshole isn't a vagina.
Well, I understand, but I'm saying it's a hole that you have. Like, you're just like, oh, there's a hole, so I must shove something up it?
No, it's a different kind of hole, man.
What I think would be funny is a ball peen hammer.
Oh,
and you just put
it's
the
not
ball.
Like I'm talking from experience, right? This is what just I'm imagining in my tiny brain what it might be like.
What I think you put the ball peen hammer in, right? Just by the ball peen end,
yeah.
And then you helicopter it around.
Oh my
circle.
God.
Wouldn't that be something? You could do that with a butt.
You could. But again, here's the problem with the butt, right? The butt requires external lubrication.
Uh huh.
Right?
So you need a self lubricating.
That's just more work.
So why don't
I don't do things that involve work.
So your mouth is self-lubricating. Why aren't you just shoving hammers in it?
No, because that's different. That's a different activity. It's food
totally
and sex,
different
two different
hole,
activities.
Man.
Two different
I don't
things.
Understand why you don't understand the difference between holes.
I'm just saying, if I had a vagina, I wouldn't feel this urge to just shove everything up in there.
You say that now.
I guess we didn't talk about that night is that...
I love my foreskin.
I lost my train of thought.
We were talking about vaginas and holes and different kind of holes.
Well, the different things would be appealing to different people as far as holes are concerned.
Right. Somebody
in the
audience, sorry to interrupt, but this is very important.
Yeah.
You guys are forgetting about the clitoris.
What about it?
It was a joke, like.
You can't stick something in a clitoris.
But you need stimulation. I get. So you're saying you're just shoving things in there not for stimulation, just to see if they fit?
Or just see what it's like, man. I don't know, dude.
Wouldn't you only have to do it like a couple... Like, you were saying...
Say,
you were talking
I'm very
about
sanitary,
it.
So, like...
Somebody please call
this
in and
actually
tell,
wouldn't
explain
happen.
To Jason why you wouldn't just shove whatever into your vagina.
He was talking about
we're
it like it was a total
for
obsession.
For
okay. Like, he's like, I'm going to stick hammers and string... bundles of string and scissors and...
He said a roll of string.
Now you're kind of like amending it to be like, well, this is just something I'd want to try. I just would want to see how it feels. Would you want to see how everything feels?
Do you want to know what it's like to have a toothpick up your urethra?
Jesus Christ. What are you talking about?
No.
You're talking about completely different things, man. Just totally different things.
I get drunk when I'm tired.
Yeah,
but I'm not really tired.
Look,
no, it's not that
look,
late.
We'll go for 5 more minutes. If somebody calls,
call in and tell us why we're all because
I
fucking
have some place I got to get going. Uh-huh. So
right, you got a whole lot of jerking off to do in your
This chair is so not comfortable.
Brett is actually I actually hurt his feelings.
No, it doesn't hurt my feelings that you suggest that I jerk off.
Okay, that's what I was gonna do after the show. I mean, what else is there to do, right? Rub one out and go to bed.
I don't know.
What I think would be interesting is some kind of a game, some kind of a contest where you see what the largest fruit is that you could penetrate and keep on an erection. I think would be interesting.
What is this, like shish kebabs?
No, because it might not go all the way through. Okay. So you start with something like, I don't know. An apple's not really ideal because
it's kind of weighty.
Yeah, but it's not just weighty, but it's nothing like you can't get through it like you could an orange. You know
right.
What I mean?
Like carve the hole.
Or like a really overripe peach.
Right, so you start with a variety of citrus fruits.
Okay.
Right? So like
with a jalapeno pepper.
So like round 1 is citrus. So you start with maybe a clementine.
Okay.
Right? Which anybody should be
They're
able to.
They're packed pretty tight in there though, and that pulpy
you
stuff.
Should be able to anybody no matter what your situation is, you should be able to hold a clementine on an erect penis for, you know, an extended period of time. So if you pass clementine, which most people will.
What level is the cauliflower?
Whoa, that's not a fruit.
How do you penetrate that? They have to be
things that are penetrable. Now, maybe an eggplant. Okay. No, you couldn't. No, an eggplant's not good either.
Cucumber.
No, you couldn't. No. It's not the right texture.
So you can't like pre-cut a hole. You have to just stab it.
I think grapefruit would be a good test. That's one that's hiding right on that line. Like, all right, might fall.
There's 2 leagues. Okay, so league 1 is citrus. League 2 is melons.
Okay.
Right. So you work your way up. And you start with clementine, orange, grapefruit,
lemon maybe? Or is that too tight?
Lemon that between really clementine hurt. And orange,
that
I would think.
Really
lemon
hurt.
Or lime, you could do.
You really want to stick your dick on a lime?
I don't know, man.
But then you kind of build up to...
What's the first melon that you go to? Like one of those
cantaloupe.
Little tiny watermelons? Or?
The little watermelons?
I don't know.
Honeydew.
But you could work your way up. Do you think somebody could do a watermelon? I don't think so.
I'm sure there is a particular kind of watermelon.
You could just cut a little triangle.
You get those little ones that are like about the size of a grapefruit.
Yeah. I don't think that would be possible to hold. I mean to hold it out.
Okay. All right.
I don't.
What is the whole point of this goddamn story?
This is like a sport, and it's a show that comes on after a cooking show.
After our bonus show.
No. After
it's
a cooking
the fruit fucker. Which is, that was a Penny Arcade drop. Go ahead.
No, but we would have our show where we cook something and then jerk off in it.
Okay. Right. Then, where our penuses are off the cam, but you see the just semen shooting.
Sure. We get the Peter North hose.
Right. Yes. Or just then, the all natural approach.
And then the fruit fucking show.
Right.
And that's like a lineup.
If you Google search the fruit fuck, Google search the fruit fucker. It's from the Penny Arcade comic.
I'm not going to do that now.
Okay, yeah, well, it's time to go.
Yeah, 2 minutes, and then, 2 minutes, and then we wrap up.
Wrap it up, dude. Let's go.
This is the end of the After School Sucks special.
Right.
We said it would be a half hour. It was an hour.
Yeah. Last chance to call.
Nobody wants to call.
We should maybe like actually come up with content for this part of the show.
I think we just did.
No, I was. It just doesn't seem tight.
No, it doesn't have to be tight though. You know what? If we start focusing on, let's not do show prep for the live school stuff show where we actually take calls and are on LRN. Let's really get our ducks in a row when it comes to the after show when we talk about fucking fruit and jerking off and food we cooked.
And we talked about Red Bar production value and the Elon school story, which is awesome.
Hatred of Terran Lupo.
Yeah. And those monkeys.
So
gave a great recipe for hamburgers.
Mm. So all in all, I think that was pretty... for an hour, that's a lot of good content.
I think so.
Yeah.
We had some requests for you to get that extra content thing going. People would like that.
Okay, I just want to let people know that that website is obviously a work in progress. I'm hoping that it will be done by the third week in June. I haven't talked to Tony, who's the webmaster, in a while, but I will try to get with him ASAP, and we'll figure something out. So
okay, cool.
You can certainly sign up now, and if you want like a preview, maybe I could arrange to send you some video stuff or.
You can always check out Osborne's Vagina the Musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a video called Osborne's Vagina the Musical.
Well, you have all this media that you want to put up on the site, including from Liberty Forum. I was on three segments on Liberty Conspiracy that you had recorded.
Yeah,
I'm like, I want that. I want to hear it because you said it was like really good.
Yeah.
It like saved the show. Otherwise, it would have been...
Yeah, Stephanie and I really were kind of in an awkward position. We had to do a live remote from Liberty Forum covering
last minute, right?
Gardner. No, it wasn't last minute, but just the setup was a little bit clumsy, and I don't know. You know,
you're talking about farm animals. It was boring.
We did like 20 minutes on farming. Yeah, it wasn't,
but I think you had me on for the last three segments.
I didn't think that was that boring. I thought it was actually kind of an interesting. Just, it was certainly something we never talked about before. And but it just was very awkward the way it all got set up, and like we couldn't hear the bumper music, and it was kind of a mess. So, but then you really pulled it together.
Well, I just don't even remember what I said. That's why I'm like, I'd love to see it. You're like, well, you have to pay the money, and I'm like, what the hell, dude? I was on the show. You're like, no, $6. I'm like, it doesn't even exist yet.
No, I mean, there's going to be people who certainly can get access to that.
When's that going to happen?
That's up to this other guy, and I know he's working hard on it. And
can I just come over to your house and get the files?
Custom tech projects, dude. It's like a black hole.
Yeah, yeah.
How long has Ian been having people work on the Free Talk Live website?
Right.
67 years.
Well,
843 join SSP. You can use that number next Thursday. Bye.